USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady Jill Biden are reigniting the Cancer Moonshot. The program aims to reduce the U.S. cancer death rate by half over the next 25 years.
When we work together in America, there is nothing, nothing beyond our capacity, nothing. So let's show the world what's possible. Let's show the world that we're committed. Let's show that we can do big things.
President Biden's son, Beau, lost a long battle against cancer in 2015. The winter storm hitting many parts of the United States is causing a large number of flights to be canceled. FlightAware reporting more than 2,000 flights have been canceled within, into, or out of the United States so far today. Snow falling from parts of New Mexico all the way to Michigan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
It's six more weeks of winter if you believe in annual tradition.
We love Phil. We love Phil.
Six more weeks of winter is on the way. Punxsutawney Phil made his prediction around 7:25 a.m. Eastern Time Wednesday at Gobbler's Knob in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to Punxsutawney to celebrate Groundhog Day, the 136th annual trek of the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club.
Phil reported he saw his shadow. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The trial of three former Minneapolis police officers related to the death of George Floyd is being postponed due to COVID-19. The judge making the decision to adjourn the trial until Monday. The three former police officers are charged with violating Floyd's civil rights on the day he died after being knelt on by police officer Derek Chauvin. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Republican senators are ripping the Biden administration over the crisis along the U.S.-Mexico border.
This crisis at the border is a direct result of President Biden's policies, aided and abetted by Democrats here in Congress.
Wisconsin's Ron Johnson saying the United States has no idea how many drug traffickers and gangs are coming in. Wyoming's John Barrasso arguing the president doesn't care that the border is a mess. And Senator John Thune of South Dakota calling it the worst border crisis in U.S. history.
The illegal border crossing attempts were more than 2 million. This is a national security and it is a humanitarian crisis.
The United States remains at war with COVID. So says White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, who made the remark while speaking to reporters.
The steps that we have taken to make progress, to prepare in the United States, far outweigh what almost any other country in the world has done to date.
She said the virus can only be defeated by getting all Americans fully vaccinated and boosted. Top health officials have blamed unvaccinated individuals for fueling the ongoing COVID Omicron surge, although people who are vaccinated and boosted are also getting infected with the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.